Passive income, it's kind of like the dream, right? Money just flowing in, no 9-to-5 grind.
Absolutely. And you know what? When you think about industries that generate serious long-term wealth, oil and gas is right up there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And today, we're going to see if we can tap into that.
That's right. We're diving into the guide, Oil and Gas Passive Income, a Professional's Guide.
We want to explore if there are any accessible ways to, benefit from this market,
Yeah.
even if we're not quite ready to buy an oil rig.
Exactly. You don't have to be a tycoon to play the game.
Okay, so let's break this down. First things first, what exactly is passive income?
Good question. At its core, passive income means you're making money without needing to be actively involved day in and day out.
Okay, I get that. But why is the oil and gas industry a good fit for this type of strategy?
Well, think about it. Oil and gas projects, they're long term. They require a lot of upfront investment.
Yeah, that's true. You're not just buying a share of some app, you're talking about real assets, infrastructure.
Exactly. It's like planting a tree. It takes time to grow, but once it does, it yields fruit for years to come.
I like that analogy, but okay, I gotta say, when you mentioned big upfront investments, most people probably think you need millions just to dip your toe in.
I hear you, but that's a misconception. This guide actually talks about ways to get involved that don't require you to be, an oil baron.
Really? So, like, what kind of ways are we talking about?
Well, one of the most interesting is through mineral rights.
Mineral rights. Okay, now that sounds intriguing, but I gotta be honest, I don't think most of our listeners own, like, giant plots of land.
That's fair. But you might be surprised. Think about it like this. When you own land, it's kind of like owning a cake.
A cake. Okay, I'm following.
You own the top layer, right? The surface. But someone else might own what's underneath, the oil and gas beneath the surface. Those are your subsurface mineral rights.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying I could own the land, but not what's underneath it.
Precisely. And you can actually lease those rights to companies who DO want to drill and extract.
So they do all the work.
Yeah.
And I just get paid.
Exactly. You get a percentage of the revenue, called royalties, without, as they say, lifting a finger.
So you're telling me there's a chance some of us are sitting on a potential gold mine right now and we don't even know it.
It's possible. Of course, it takes a bit of digging. You gotta research those land ownership records, figure out who owns those subsurface rights.
Right, and figure out if your land even has oil or gas.
Exactly. It's a bit of a gamble, but hey, the potential reward, that could be huge.
I tried to look into this once for my family's old farm.
Oh yeah, gotta go.
Total dead end, unfortunately. But it was
It
pretty fascinating to learn about.
is. It's a whole world under our feet.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say you don't own land, or you find out you don't have any valuable mineral rights. Are there other ways to get into this passive income game with oil and gas?
Absolutely. This guide also talks about something called royalty trusts.
Royalty trusts. Okay, what are those?
They're publicly traded companies, and they own and manage oil and gas assets. Basically, they distribute the profits to investors in the form of dividends.
So it's like instead of owning the rights directly, I own a piece of a company that does.
You got it. It's a way to get exposure to the industry, but without having to, manage anything yourself.
Less control, but maybe less risk too.
Exactly. That diversification is a big advantage. But like with any investment, research is key. The performance of these trusts can really vary depending on what assets they hold.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, there was another thing in this guide that caught my eye. Master limited partnerships.
MLPs. Yeah, those are
They
interesting.
operate energy infrastructure, right? Pipelines, storage, stuff like that.
You got it. And they're known for paying pretty attractive dividends.
Yeah, that's what got my attention. But the guide also mentioned some complex tax implications.
Right. They can be a little tricky on the tax side.
So I'm wondering, is this only for like financial experts? Or can regular people get involved with MLPs too?
MLPs are partnerships. And because of that, they pass through their income and losses to their investors.
What does that mean, pass through?
It means you get taxed on your share of the partnership's income, not at the corporate level.
So it's like I'm getting taxed as if I own the assets directly.
Sort of. It can actually be advantageous for some investors, especially if you're in a high tax bracket.
So, bottom line, these tax complexities, are they a deal breaker?
Not necessarily. The potential for those higher dividends and the tax benefits can make MLPs a worthwhile investment.
Especially for people who are looking for that steady income stream.
Exactly. And hey, there are always resources out there to help you navigate the complexities. Financial advisors, tax professionals, they can guide you through it.
That's good to know. Okay, so we've got royalty trusts and we've got MLPs. Both offer dividends. How do I choose?
It all comes down to your individual goals and your comfort level with risk.
Okay, so like what are the main differences between the two?
Generally speaking, MLPs tend to have higher yields, but they can be a little more volatile. Royalty trusts, a bit more stable, but the returns might be lower. It's a balancing act.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot for your own portfolio.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, I gotta say, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about mineral rights, royalty trusts, MLPs. It seems like there are a lot of ways to explore this whole idea of passive income from oil and gas.
There are. And even if you don't strike oil on your own property, there are still opportunities to participate.
Definitely. And you know what? I think even beyond just the financial gains, learning about these different investment methods, it really makes you think about energy in a new way.
Absolutely. It makes you more aware of where our energy comes from and how we can, potentially benefit from it.
It's like it connects you to the bigger picture. And you know what? Maybe that's something for our listeners to ponder. How does understanding these passive income strategies change the way you think about energy consumption in your own life? Something to think about.
Food for thought, for sure.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.